Best wishes and blessings for a beautiful and wonderful Christmas and New Year. I am recording this in Pietermaritzburg, right down in the Southern Hemisphere, having rejoiced in temperatures of over 30 Celsius, the high 90s Fahrenheit, the high humidity, and of a joyful time spent outside in the early evening and avoiding the sun for most of the day, sitting with a fan blowing. And this warmth relaxes one. It allows you to rejoice in the gentleness and the massaging of the sun and of nature and of the lethargy that comes with this sort of heat. A beautiful context for celebrating Christmas. Oh, we're just getting some rain. You might hear it on the recording. And this has led me to contemplate the Feast of Holy Innocents, which we celebrate today, from a more upside-down perspective, because the sort of Christmas I describe is something far from many of your experiences. You who sit there in the cold and the dark, while we just loll around in the heat and the wonderful sun. The Holy Innocents gave witness to Christ. It was a witness called forth by the actions of Herod, by the destructive, dehumanizing actions of Herod, the actions of one who felt threatened by God himself, for he could not accept the prophecies even as they were explained to him. He could not accept the wisdom of the three wise men, and he reacted to everything as a threat against himself personally, and the idea of his nation and his state and his rule. And that called forth the witness of martyrdom from those too young even to speak and too young even to know. And that horror, that dreadful act, resounds throughout history. Whenever our own ideas, whenever our own nationalisms, whenever our self-protection grows more important than the life and the integrity of another, there is always some way to lead even the most hardened heart to deeper integrity. And the Feast of the Holy Innocents, in remembering how many children have been destroyed over human history for the sake of simply preserving a fable, preserving a fake. That the death of the innocents is the last stand of a political power rotten to the core. This leads us to realize that in each of us, as we are caught up in our own national feelings and maybe even in tribal and cultural and linguistic feelings, that there is some core of rottenness to anything which would make us separate ourselves from our brothers and sisters in humanity. The Holy Innocents were not baptized, they never heard the gospel. And yet their innocent witness speaks more loudly than the Crusades ever did, than the Inquisition ever could. The cry of those sacrificed on the altar of Herod's ideology speak more clearly to us than does power and authority and abuse and oppression. And we hold the Holy Innocents up as a model, and we rejoice in their prayers for us, in their continuing witness to us, that innocence, even unknowing and unspeaking, can show us clearly the way of Christ. But are we really, really prepared to follow that way of Christ? For the one child that was saved from Herod grew up, and later on his innocence too was nailed to a cross. He is among the holy innocents, only about 3 decades later. The mark of any evil is the death of the innocent. And all of our countries and all of our cultures have somewhere in their history the mark of that corruption, that they would rather sacrifice the innocent to their ideology than to try and listen to the voice of God and to the will of God to bring about a common good, a common purpose, and a common joy. We would rather kill a threat than find our common good. So on the Feast of the Holy Innocents, I have contemplated the not-so-holy and the not-so-innocent, our actions. And the prayer is that in this year ahead, the Holy Innocents might continue their prayer and their witness to us, that we can have the courage to stand aside from the shadows of nationalism and from the fables of political power, and embrace the way of Jesus, the way of the child who had to go as migrant, as illegal migrant to Egypt, the child who had to come back and as an innocent man gave his life up on the cross, so that we could recover innocence in baptism, so that we could recover innocence in the sacraments of the church, so that we can recover the nourishment and the presence of Christ as we receive the Eucharist. All these things restore us to an innocence which should make us more than our national identities, more than our linguistic characteristics, more than our cultural background. And that more than, that Christian faith, that unity of all humanity, because we believe God became a neighbor to us, can lead us to establish a way in the world where the innocent need not suffer, and where we can recognize enemies as conversation partners, where we can step aside from seeking death and rather simply give life. The Holy Innocents turn upside down all our politics, all our policies, asking us to defend innocence at all stages of life. The innocent poor, the innocent migrants, the innocent children abandoned, the innocent adults who are never recognized. We pray that the Holy Innocents may guide us into the ways of Christ. Amen.